How excited are you about this defense this year? I mean, you guys added some pieces in the secondary. You got Urban on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm very excited, man. Very excited, man. Ready to grind and work, man. And that's what we've been doing, man. We see, obviously, we've been working against a great offense as well. We've got great pieces over there. And we're just looking forward to getting better every day.
It's like optimism is the word of the day around Do you feel like you guys, what you're putting on the field, is a playoff team this year?
Most definitely. That's always the goal. The goal is to get to the playoffs and win and be productive. And that's what this team is going to do. I feel it.
They have you guys ramp up intensity today. It seems to look like it was a little bit more intense today.
Oh, yeah. It's always intense out here, man. But the thing that could switch up is the different ways and the different phases and the different schemes and the different things you see on the outside of the game, just being taking place over a period of time. So we adding different things to our defense as well as the offense, adding different schemes to their offense here and there. So that's probably what you saw today, the intensity switching up.
This is your guys' second year in Kenny's system. Do you think just by natural morphism, you'll be able to, you guys will do more things, be more versatile, start doing different things?
Exactly. I remember last time I explained this question to somebody else and let them know that Coach Ken Norton, man, he brings a lot of enthusiasm as well as a lot of versatility from different players. You got a lot of versatile guys on the defense side of the ball, especially. So it's going to be different things we can do, but only thing we can focus on right now is the grind.
Hi, I'm Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
And I'm here as a reporter of the day for the Nation.
Oh, dope. Nice to meet you, Kelly.
And if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Wow. If I could travel anywhere in the world, where would I go? I'd probably go over to Paris. I've been wanting to go to Paris for quite some time. I didn't get no time to go this offseason, but probably next offseason, I'll probably go to Paris. Thank you.
Back to bringing in Houston, what does that really do to an offense you've got just to like, yeah. Rushers to account for?
Man, Big Bruce, man, he's a special player, man. Didn't get to see too much of what he could do in Seattle as a rusher, and that's what his role is going to be, to get after the quarterback. And having him on the other side, it makes me smile, you know what I'm saying, having a guy like that, man. Not only the player, but the person, you know what I'm saying. And I'm looking forward to doing some great things with Big Dog.
Marcel Ruth told me yesterday that he's never seen two players become so close so fast as Ruth. True?
Yeah, man, that's my dog, man. That's my big brother, man. He showed me a lot of things, and just learning from him and on and off the field, it's been a great experience so far. And we're looking forward to dominating, you know what I'm saying? And that's really both our mindset, and so that's one of the things that brought us close real quick.
Chris said when you spoke to him that he's hoping that with how good you are in the field that it draws a lot of the attention so he can just rack up the sacks. You hoping for the same thing?
Exactly, man. I feel like it's going to be one of those things that you're going to have to even it up and play man up, you know what I'm saying, one-on-one across the board or either chip on both sides because he's a special player. You really didn't get to see too much of what he could do in Seattle, and so just having him going forward more over here is gonna benefit us as a defense in a tremendous way.
Every day. Khalil, what or who is added this year versus last year to kind of get you guys over the hump?
He said what or who?
Defensively.
What you mean?
Yeah, like, anything, like last year you guys, there's a lot of improvement from this year.
Yeah.
And it's just maybe one or two little things to adjustment. What specifically do you feel like has been added this year?
I feel like the having the leadership in the secondary, having Sean Smith along with Reggie Nelson, man, those guys are very smart, and they can teach all the. You know what I mean, we had a young secondary before they came over and added some maturity, and so and it's been helping all over on our side of the ball, and so it's been rubbing off, and everybody can think faster and play quicker because of those guys. And, you can see it a little bit now, but I can only see it get better later on. Yeah.
Every day you go against Donald Penn and Watson.
Yeah.
You and Bruce, is there a good information exchange back and forth between those tackles, like helping each other with how you got around them that time, how did they beat you?
Exactly.
Is that helpful, and are they good with that?
It's very helpful having a guy like Donald Penn and a guy like Mentally Watson on that side of the ball, because they let you know what you beat them with, and we let them know what they got us with. So it's kind of one of those things that, especially having the experience that I've had and Bruce had and DP, 11 years, almost, you know what I'm saying? So he knows what we did to beat him, and so having that information, it only helps us to use it against other guys as well. Oh, he's a lot more comfortable, man. You can see the confidence in him. He has control of the huddle. He goes out and he does his job, and that's what you want from your Mike linebacker. You want a smart guy. Ben is a smart guy. He controls the huddle, controls the defense, and everybody listening to what he got going on, what calls he made.
There was some talk that, you know, that might be a position you guys might look to upgrade in offseason. They didn't. Are you surprised that they didn't?
No. I wasn't surprised at all, man. Ben Heaney is a hell of a player. And he knows how to get to the ball really quick. And you can tell from last year, those blitzes on those Mike blitzes and all those outside runs where the running back may have spurted out a little bit. He was there, and so you can tell that he's a hell of a player. And we're gonna see exactly how great he could be this season. Yeah.
What have been your first impressions of Carl Joseph? Is he gonna play bigger than he is? Not a very big guy.
Strong neck, man. He's a heck of a player too, man. Getting out there, he's still learning some things, but he's a quick learner. You can tell he has the mindset of a safety, and he comes in and flies around and does what he does. And unfortunately, we haven't got to see him really, you know what I'm saying, lay nobody out yet. You know what I'm saying? can't really do that against your teammates, so. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to seeing him on the field in game action.
Who do you joke about Derek?
Last one, guys.
One?
Yeah, he's on the way. Matter of fact, we gotta hurry
real
up.
Real quick, what's the difference now with him and his role on this team when you guys came in that first rookie camp to now?
Oh, man, you say the difference. I really, honestly, it's really not. As far as on the field, it's a difference, knowing the leadership that he has and knowing that the control that he has, it's more of a confidence on the field. But he's always been a smart, humble, you know what I mean, God-fearing leader. And you can't do nothing but respect that guy, you know what I'm saying, knowing that he comes from where he comes from, Fresno, you know what I'm saying, all world. He's a heck of a player, man, and I respect him a lot.
Who's your favorite quarterback?
My favorite quarterback is really Aaron Rodgers. I'm playing. My favorite quarterback. BCO.